So I'm talking to Her Royal Highness Princess Haya, President of the FEI, at the Alltech FEI World Equestrian Games 2014 in Normandy at the end of the para-equestrian dressage competition. Your Royal Highness, how important is it to you to have para-equestrian dressage at such a central point in the World Equestrian Games?
It's enormously important to me personally, obviously, because of the, you know, the how much I admire the athletes in this sport and how much support I've gotten from them in the past, and the fact that I have a personal relationship. But overall, for it's important for our family in the FEI. I think that the value that they add is unbelievable. The discipline has grown enormously, and it was a very established discipline before it entered the games in Kentucky 4 years ago. But that was essentially their first entry to the World Equestrian Games, and now here in Normandy they've been able to to present their sport in a way that's kind of incomparable to their advent 4 years ago. We've had in Kentucky we had 60 combinations from 16 countries, and now at this WEG we have a record-breaking 100 rider horse combinations from 33 countries. So the growth that we've experienced is phenomenal, and it's not growth in a way that compromises the quality of the sport. The sport has really come from grassroots right up to the top of the pyramid. We see athletes like Lee Pearson collecting a handful of three golds this time, and also I think for us it's hugely important that they secure our place very much and sell us in the IPC world and very much in the Olympic world. We're one of the only international federations that governs both regulates both para and able-bodied riders, athletes under the same umbrella, and we're able to field them in the same arenas simply because of the reason that we have the horse as an equalizer. And that's the same for women and men competing together. That's one of the unique aspects of our sport. But the quality of competition and the quality of sport that they've projected in this Games is second to none. And I think that they've done an enormous amount for us, and people from outside of our family, the equestrian family, people who are non-purists. Actually, that's one of the aspects of this Games here in Normandy, that the percentage of the non-purists is far higher because of the way that we're spread out, quite like an Olympics over such a large landmass. We have been able to export the inspiration of our para athletes and the inspiration of what they can do when teamed with a horse and really be able to showcase what incredible athletes they are. So it's been fantastic.